from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 10 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo. Topping our report this hour, more than a million voters have already cast their ballots in the race for governor in New Jersey. While Republicans have a slight advantage in in-person voting, Democrats returned nearly 235,000 more mail-in ballots. That's a sizable advantage for Democrat Mikey Sherrill, though not as big as some have forecast. Polls show the race tightening in recent weeks, with Sherrill holding a slight edge heading into Election Day tomorrow. Polls open at 6 a.m. With more days for voting than ever when our ballots counted in New Jersey elections, acting Ocean County Clerk John Catalano says 5 days before Election Day, vote-by-mail ballot envelopes can be opened and canvassed.
Taking it out of the envelope, putting the ballot out, then Board of Elections collects all those ballots and stores those in their secure room. So on election night at, let's say, 8:10, 8:15, those vote-by-mail ballots start coming through the returns right away.
In Ocean County, votes are cast in all 418 districts for those with vote-by-mail ballots still to be turned in. There are at least 10 secure drop boxes throughout each county through 8 p.m. on Election Day. President Trump reaching out to members of the Jewish Orthodox community in Lakewood, urging them to vote for Republican Jack Cettarelli in tomorrow's race. He also warned that those thinking of voting for Democrat Mikey Sherrill, that they will, quote, rue the day that you voted for her. Former President Barack Obama was in New Jersey and Newark on Saturday to rally support for Sherrill. The news made possible by Trinity Rehab. Is there something you can't do because of pain? Trinity Rehab can help. They have EPAT, which gets rid of pain in as little as 3 5-minute sessions. No prescription needed to get started. Go to trinity-rehab.com. Locations all over New Jersey. Isn't it time to finally be pain-free? To address the looming nursing shortage in New Jersey, RWJ Barnabas Health has opened a second nursing school situated in Oceanport at the old Fort Monmouth site on Sherrill Avenue. It joins the existing school in Elizabeth with a total of 724 nursing students across both sites, says Mary Beth Russell, the school's executive dean at the Oceanport School.
There are 18 classrooms, 4 high-fidelity sim labs, 2 skills labs, a simulated operating room, a behavioral health room, and a maternal health room, and also space that is in collaboration with students and faculty to work together.
She says there are about 200,000 nurses in New Jersey, but over the next 5 to 10 years, New Jersey is expected to be short between 11 and 24,000 registered nurses, a number that's constantly changing. Download our free app and sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. How does the Election Day forecast look? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather, mostly cloudy with some sun returning this afternoon from southwest to northeast. A little rain through the midday hours for most, but ending late afternoon toward the shore. Highs will be in the upper 50s. Mainly clear, breezy tonight, lows in the lower 40s. Breezy with plenty of sunshine Tuesday, the high near 60. And mostly cloudy, breezy Wednesday afternoon. Highs will be in the low 60s. I'm meteorologist Jason Caterina.
Right now, 53 in both Camden and Piscataway. Point Pleasant is 56. And weather brought to you by MyPillow. They're having their biggest 3-in-1 sale ever with a limited edition product, a back in stock special, and a closeout deal that you won't find anywhere else. Go to MyPillow.com or call them 800-315-0584 and use promo code Jersey for the best offers ever. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.